Good afternoon and welcome to A Look at the Arts. I'm Tom Lounges, your host, and today we've got a plethora of guests. In fact, this is a two-part show. On the first half, we'll have regional actress and singer Sarah Denton, along with actor-singer Brandon Denton. They're two cast members from the modern musical comedy It Should Have Been You, presented by Lark NCL, the theater group out of the Great Oaks Theater in Cedar Lake. We'll also have Angie Lowe, the director, calling in, and it all happens in just a few minutes. But the second half, we'll have Kerry James Rogers Jr., professionally known as KJ. He's a local singer-songwriter from Gary, Indiana. He's got a great story to share, and he'll be performing. So stay with us. A Look at the Arts continues after this. Good afternoon. I'm Tom Lounges. It's time to take a look at the arts. First of all, thank you very much for supporting public radio. We got a two-part show today. In-studio guests for the second half will be local singer-songwriter, performer Kerry James Rogers Jr. He's going to be here in about a half an hour or so on air. He's going to perform. He's got a great story to share, and he's a native of Northwest Indiana. So we'll get to know KJ in just a little bit. Right now, we are bringing on a pair of, actors, singers, and all-around nice folks. The Dentons are here, and they're two members of the cast from the modern musical comedy It Should Have Been You, presented by Lark NCL Theater Group. They perform at the Great Oaks Theater in Cedar Lake. It's a dinner theater production. And we're going to have some singing and maybe some dancing going on. You never know. But let's welcome them now, Sarah and Brandon Denton. How are you?
Hi,
yeah, good. We're great. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you know, let's talk about the theater itself. Now, I've been to a couple of the Lark NCL productions, and it always comes with a great dinner. So let's start with that, because food is near and dear to my heart.
The food is wonderful. It really is. They advertise they have the best fried chicken in Northwest Indiana, and honestly, they do. It is delicious. And everything's served family style. There's usually chicken, potatoes, rolls, vegetables. I mean, it's a huge meal, kind of wedding style almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delicious. So you get a full meal upstairs,
before the production.
Before the production in the banquet hall upstairs. So it's really nice. You got nice linens on the table. And then you go downstairs to
it's
the theater.
It's all about the linens.
It's all about the linens. Very fancy.
Now, the theater itself is on South Wicker Avenue, which is Indianapolis Boulevard for most of us.
It is. You kind of, there's a turnoff, and where there's a big sign says Great Oaks, and you turn down.
It's kind of hidden in
the back.
Yeah,
you have to kind of go down a little drive, and then the big parking lot and the big building is in back. So you don't really see it from the road, but you will see the big Great Oaks sign.
So the ticket comes with the dinner. It's
yes.
It's a package deal.
Yes,
you can't do one or the other.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
When you come,
now, he does have dinners other nights, but.
Yeah, on Wednesdays okay. They do an all-you-can-eat fried chicken and an all-you-can-eat fish meal, which are both really good. We
yeah.
frequent those on rehearsal nights.
Yeah, best deal in town. You can't beat it. It's awesome.
Definitely.
The show opens up when?
The show opens February 17th, so 1 week from today.
And it runs on weekends only?
Yes, we do weekends only. We will have one on the 17th, which is an evening performance. The dinner starts at 6:30, and then the show begins at 8. And on Sunday, we do matinees. So on Sunday the 19th, we will have a 12:30 early dinner lunch, and then the show will begin at 2.
Okay.
And then the following weekend, we're running Friday and Saturday, both evenings, and then we're closing that Sunday with a matinee.
Well, I have a lot of theater folks on this show, and I know rehearsal is grueling sometimes, and a lot of hours go into it. As actors, does it sometimes get frustrating that you put in more time rehearsing than you actually do performing? Because that's, what, 6 shows?
Yeah, it can. I think sometimes it's a little rough because we probably average anywhere from 15 to 20 hours a week in rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, everybody in the cast has full-time jobs. You know, we're running from job to rehearsal. But, you know, we wouldn't do it if we didn't love it.
Yeah, we have fun with it. It's part of our social life. It's a big part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So sometimes you wish that a run could keep going, but then mm-hmm. at a certain point you're just happy to retire it, have had a wonderful run, that the audience enjoyed it, and then you can move on to the next one.
How long have you guys each been in theater? I guess I know you're together now, mm-hmm. you're married, but individually, did you do theater individually before you met?
Yeah, I started in middle school in 6th grade, and I'll date myself, but that was back in 1997 with Wizard of Oz. And in high school, I thought, you know what, I gave theater a try, I'm going to try sports. So I played soccer, so I decided, hey, why don't I become the kicker for the football team? So I went to my first rehearsal. Gosh, I'm such a theater guy. I went to my first practice, and once I realized that I had to do all the other drills and all the other exercises that all the other football players had to do, even though I just wanted to be the kicker, I said, nope, never mind. And I went and I joined LCTG for their fall play.
And the rest is history.
Yes.
Sarah, what's your story?
Well, I was always in choir growing up as a kid. I always did all the little musical numbers for churches and things like that. But my first actual theater performance was my freshman year, and it was as a nun and a chorus member in the high school production of Sound of Music.
Hmm.
So that's the first theater, official theater production that I did, and I loved it and continued with it from there.
Now, you guys met on stage primarily, right?
We did.
Yeah, we actually met. We were doing the play Grease at the Star Plaza Theater. I was a T-Bird and she was a Pink Lady, and that is how we met. We literally met on stage. Well, we've been together ever since.
Yep.
Now, this play is a comedy, correct?
It is.
Should have been you.
It is. It is a comedy. It has a lot of funny parts. The main kind of concept is there's two families being joined by a wedding. There is the Jewish family, which I am a part of, and my younger sister is getting married to a Catholic groom. And so it's the mother of the bride. So
you realize that Jerry just had a bishop in here. We should have had him stay and
yeah,
conference on this, right, Dan?
Right. That would have been perfect.
So it's kind of interesting to see the differences in tradition and just personalities between the families. And basically, Brandon comes in. His character is Marty, and he's the ex-boyfriend of my younger sister. So he comes to kind of try to stop the wedding.
Okay.
So it's very farcical in just the sense that you're watching this, like, what else could go wrong? What else could happen?
Mm.
But there's also a lot of very poignant points to the show.
Okay.
There's some serious moments.
It's very heartfelt.
And it's a musical.
It is a musical.
And on that note, why don't we perform a song?
Sure.
Who's going to sing first?
Yeah, I think we'll start with a duet. This song is called Who. Just for a basic setup, I am Jenny, and that's Sarah with me here. I'm Jenny's. We were friends as children, and we were hanging out together since we were eight, and we haven't talked in a long time. And,
because my sister broke up with him.
Okay.
Right. So this is our kind of first reuniting after that, and I'm trying to convince her that she should help me out with the problem. So this is my my song and our song together, trying to get on the same page.
All right, and when we return, we'll talk some more. We'll find out who else is in the production, and we'll get the director herself on. That's right. We're going to have Angie Lowe on the phone. But right now, Brandon and Sarah Denton performing live on the air on the Lakeshore.
When you got in trouble, cause the six jello shots had you seeing double. Who kept you out of jail? Who? Who changed your grade on the math computer, cause you needed to show off to that recruiter? Who got you into Yale? Who? Who's known you better than anyone since you were 11?
Bringing up the past, trying to get me to forgive, hoping I might let you off the hook. That'll never happen for as long as you live, so keep waiting and waiting and waiting.
Who beat the crap out of Eli Levy because he sat on your chest and he called you heavy? Who got the teasing to end? Treat like a little brother, cause he looked up to you like there was no other. Who did you call your best friend at birthday parties that weren't much fun? Who was your best 7 minutes in heaven? Come on now, Jenny, think back. We were once best friends, we used to hang out, smoke pot in Dad's Mercedes Benz, so we committed crimes. Man, they were such good times. Remember, you were my first kiss.
This is just great.
It's not so easy to to this
Marty,
meeting.
You were only 8.
Then I stuck pasta up your nose.
Stop it.
Your favorite SpaghettiOs.
I hate you, I hate you.
Who taught you spin the bottle?
Who played Zidal to your model?
Who cheers you up when you're blue? Come on, say it. Who popped wheelies with your Huffy?
Who was Angel to my Buffy?
Who's the biggest nut you ever knew?
Gotta be no other he between us two. It's you know, you know, you know. You know who.
All right. That is Sarah and Brandon Denton. They are starring in this show along with a bunch of other great local actors. It Should Have Been You, and it opens up February 17th. And again, it's at the Great Oaks Theater. It's Lark NCL. Paul and Angie Lowe are the directors on that, as I understand, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about why this show is so important to the two of you. And who are your co-stars on this? Let's run the cast and give everybody props. Yeah.
Sure. Well, there are my parents, who there are... One of them is kind of a veteran, Kevin Sherman. He has been in tons of productions at Lark NCL. So if you've seen a show there, you've probably seen Kevin in something.
Okay.
He plays my father, Murray. And then Sandy Owens, she is a newcomer to the theater. And she is my mother, Judy. And she is wonderful. Like, the role calls for her to be kind of nasty and mean. And
a little overbearing.
A little overbearing, but in real life, she is just probably the sweetest person you could ever want to meet. So it's funny to see her go from being sweet Sandy to kind of mean old Judy.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in it together. And then my sister is played by Christy Peterson, and she's done a couple productions. She just did It's a Wonderful Life with them. And I've known her kind of through friends for a little while, and she plays my younger sister, Rebecca, and she does a wonderful job, too. We have a really pretty song together, and it's one of my favorite numbers.
Wow. Brandon, why is this play important to you, this musical?
I think because theater has a stigma of being kind of dusty, kind of old. You know, elderly people tend to go to the theater, and like they enjoy the same musicals that were around in the 50s or even the 60s. But this musical just came off Broadway a couple of years ago, and it is fresh, it's new, it combines a lot of different styles. The script is very poignant. There's a lot of great moments. There's light moments. But it just, there's a lot of great characters, and it's just a really, really good show that I feel is very universal, that anybody can enjoy. So I was very excited that I got to be a part of it.
Now, what is it about Paul and Angie? Let's talk about them as directors. You've done several shows with mm-hmm. this group. Mm-hmm. What is it about this group that you guys like? Because you've performed for other companies and stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the main word is family. We've done other shows with other groups, and they're fun, and you still get your social aspect. You still get to go hang out with your cast members and do the show, and it can be a great show. And then you walk away, and you're done. With Lark NCL, there's this really there's this great feeling of family and togetherness, and you can be a new person to the theater, and we as a theater, and Paul and Angie especially, will welcome you into their family, and you will immediately get that feeling.
Now, what's interesting too is that not only do you guys do a lot of productions and things, you actually got married on this stage.
Yes,
in real life.
Yeah, that's right. The very stage that we're doing the show on, we were married back in 2011 on that stage, because that's how important that theater is to us.
So that brings home that whole family perspective with all the different actors and with Paul and Angie. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Because if it wasn't for a Paul and Angie production, they directed Grease at the Star. So,
oh, yeah. So you met through them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if
yeah,
it wouldn't have
true.
Been for them, we never would have met. So just they were such a huge part of our lives, especially while we were dating and got engaged. I mean, we pretty much lived at the theater. We did show after show after show. So it was just such an important part of our lives. We wanted that to be where we got married.
And they have been doing this for how many years? As their husband and wife
yes.
as well. And they're veterans, if
this
underscore
is their
the word.
I want to say 50 91st year. Yeah. I think the same as the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Is there a correlation there?
There might be. I'm not sure. I'll have to talk to them about that.
Is there a website that people can get more information on?
Yeah.
Or a phone number? We can call for tickets.
Definitely. You can absolutely call for tickets. If you are interested in more information or for tickets, the ticket line is 219-374-8000. Or you can always email Angie, and her email is angielctg@gmail.com, and just put LCTG ticks in the subject line.
And she'll get right back to you.
Absolutely.
All right. And these shows, again, there's matinees, there's evening shows, and they all come with dinner.
Yep.
And Tom McAdams is the guy that runs Great Oaks, and he's the guy in charge of the food.
Yes.
Does a wonderful job. Okay, let's do another song.
Okay. So the next one is more of a ballad. Jenny, my character, has been given a hard time most of her life by her mother for being overweight. Puts the knife in and twists it a little bit about how it's her younger sister getting married and not her. And she tries to be strong about it and not really take it to heart. But during this song, you kind of see that she is sensitive. She is vulnerable about it. And it's just her wanting to kind of be accepted as she is, whether she's big or not. And this is a song called Beautiful.
Jenny, sweet Jenny, such a pretty face, but how you eat, Jenny, I swear there's not a man you couldn't date if you'd lose some weight. They think I'm sort of pretty, kind of sexy, almost easy on the eye. Sort of, kind of, almost, somewhat nearly. Why not be kind. They say that only kindness matters in the end. In the end, when the hell is that? So what? I'm friggin' fat. Why won't someone say, hey, you are beautiful through and through? She is beautiful. Yes, I mean you. Truly beautiful. She is beautiful. Yes, I mean. They are blind, cruel and blind. I face this kind of blindness almost every day. Every day I hear somebody laugh, some perfect blonde giraffe. Let me hear it now. Wow, you are beautiful through.
Excellent. How many songs are in this play?
A lot.
That CD you had looks like there's a lot of tracks on
it. It's a very, it sounds silly, but musical-based musical. Some musicals have just a couple intermittent songs. Mm-hmm. Some musicals are all music. This one has a lot of music in it, and it's very intricate. When you listen to it, some of the songs have different styles of music in one type of song because different people are singing it. It's actually pretty complicated musical numbers.
We've been talking about Paul and Angie Lowe, and we have Angie on the phone now. Hi, Angie.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Sarah, Brandon.
Hey.
Hi, Angie.
Have you been listening?
Yes, I'm crying.
Aww.
Yes, I'm crying. You're looking at the two reasons why.
Aww.
I'm crying.
Now, you've been working with them for a long time, as we've established here.
Yeah. Brandon, I saw him in The Wizard of Oz, and Sammy, one of our grads, directed that, and I saw him. And then in the fall that year, he showed up for his first audition, and we cast him as one of the big leads as a freshman, and everybody else was really jealous. And then he just stuck with us.
And
hey,
that's a no-no.
They were, yeah. Well, we've never, Brandon can tell you, we've never cast by class distinction. It's always been who has the talent.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
And the two people sitting in front of you or across from you right now are, as soon as I heard the soundtrack for this and I knew it was all about young couples, well, they're the first couple that came to my mind, and you just heard why.
Very good. Why is this production, It Should Have Been You, something that you wanted to do as a director, as a presenter?
Okay. I have a very personal reason for this. One of our 77 LCTG grads is Michael Berglund. Brandon's heard me talk about him for years, and now coming along too, Sarah has. And he was a young man who did a lot of leads with us and went out to Broadway in the fall of 80, and by the spring of 87, he was one of the leads in Starlight Express. Hmm. And now through the years, that was 87, so now he's in his 50s, can't really do that roller skating anymore uphill the way he did, and all around, and they don't make those shows anyway because that was just too complicated. But anyway, Michael is a dresser now on Broadway, and he dressed many shows, including It Should Have Been You. And every time Michael comes across a show he thinks that would be kind of up our alley or down our back street to the hill, down the hill behind the trees, wherever we are, he suggests it. And then another 77 grad went out and saw the show. We didn't even get there that year and see it. And she suggested it too. And those were two enough of the good reasons. They were a great group in high school, that class of 77. And here came Brandon and Sarah along a few years later. And my gosh, we are just so blessed. I don't want to brag. I just have to say we are so blessed to be the directors. And yes, we're in our 51st year. We're old.
That's a long time to be doing what you're doing. Yeah. Have you thought of retiring? Have you attempted to retire and just keep getting drawn back by the grease paint or
we
what?
We are so stupid. We wouldn't know what else to do with our time. And after Grease, I ended up losing a bunch of weight and getting knees replaced and then losing a little more weight. And so now I can move. And why should I just sit around and gain all that weight back?
There
so no, we're just going to keep going until we just don't have good sense to stop until God decides otherwise.
Now, how long have you and Paul, did you meet in theater as well?
We did not. We were in high school together.
Okay.
And our high school didn't have any theater except my senior year. He graduated my junior year. We met at West Vigo High School, which has a whole bunch of crazy parallels to Lake Central. I mean, it's just amazing because it opened the year we started there, and Lake Central opened the year we started there, and those parallels are just too much for us. And we didn't even like each other at first. I liked this guy, and he liked a girl. And honest to God, this is true. I think Sarah Brandon heard this. We went to a prom, double dated together. I was with David, and he was with LaVon. Well, David and LaVon were a couple of duds. And it was almost like Mind If We Dance with Yo Dates, you know, from Animal House.
Right.
It was almost like that. And we said, do you guys care if we get up and have some fun? They didn't care. We did. And that started us.
Wow.
Oh, my God. In high school.
How can we get more information on this production and upcoming productions? Is there a website for future things in the season?
Yes, there is, and the kids know, but they just forgot. It's simply lctg.org. That just skipped their brain. I think you surprised them with that question. I was listening. I've been listening, as I say. Can you think of any more reasons why we should have cast the show the way we did it with Brandon and Sarah than you just listened to, Tom?
No.
And I know you're gonna just pee your pants when you... But there's an intermission, so hold it if you can.
Okay. I'm also looking forward to Tom's chicken because, as Sarah said, it truly is the best.
Yeah, I don't mean to correct you, Sarah or Brandon, but there are three entrees always. Yeah, it's chicken is the pièce de résistance, if you will, but it's the staple. And he always has a wonderful mozzarella Italian sausage. And one other might be roast beef, I like
That's
to call
what I
it.
That's thought. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to stick my foot in my mouth, but I thought that there were other options.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and sometimes pork and dressing. It depends. But
I eat too much chicken to care about that other stuff.
Oh, that's right. The chicken, well, the other stuff is great. And, of course, there's a cash bar. That's always a plus. And so the food is great, and Tom is our host and benefactor because...
Tom's been there a long time.
He's been there maybe... This is our 13th year with Tom and in our 51st year after 38 at LCTG. And I think he's been there maybe 20, 25 right there at the club after Mr. Stinson passed away. His wife had to sell. And we actually looked at the place to buy many years ago ourselves, but there was no way. We would have been broken in the poorhouse by then. Wow. So anyway, but we are so blessed to have Sarah and Brandon part of our show. And I knew the minute I found out about the show, I wanted Sarah to play Jenny. And we had open auditions, and the people who came out, we got to cast actually everyone but one. And we had a smallish but perfect, if you'll pardon my using a song title, perfect number of people. And one of the songs that Sarah does with Christy, she already alluded to this, is called Perfect. And it's just the blend of these two together will make you cry, too, when you see it. I mean, it's wonderful enough to listen to Sarah, but when you hear Sarah sing this with Christy as well, oh, my God.
And, of course, everybody that comes out gets to meet the cast afterwards. They all come out and say hello and thank everybody.
They can't escape it because after the curtain call, the kids all go down the center aisle first, out into the waiting middle room, and everybody has to walk by.
All right. Well, we are...
But it's actually what better thing to do, right, Sarah and Brandon? A receiving line after the wedding.
That's perfect. Right.
Okay. Well, you said it's perfect. And I guess
that
I could
word
add
again.
In whatever. Could I add that, Brandon? Whatever. That's a song I wish Brandon had sung to, too. Whatever. It's an amazing ballad that it makes me cry even more.
Well, we have to wrap up at this point. My second guest is ready to come up. So, again, any information, ticket information, show information, season information at lctg.com.
You can get it on the website. But I do want to say one more word. I'm so proud that Brandon said family, because it is, and it's ours. We have no children of our own. They're our family. And there's a really great 11 o'clock number that the youngsters are not in, and it's the oldsters who get the same family.
and it's a great song. It's wonderful.
It's hysterical. Yeah.
All right. Angie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Sarah, Brandon. We'll see you tonight at rehearsal.
Yeah.
I mean, no, Sunday at rehearsal.
Sunday.
Okay. All right. Sarah, Brandon, thank you so much for coming in and for singing and having a good time here. LCTG.com. LCTG.com.
.org.
Or org?
.org.
Either one?
LCTG.
No com, just org.
.org.
Oh.
No com.
Okay. Well, you forgot the website. I forgot the tail end.
No
so
com,
we're even.
Tom.
No com, just org. LCTG.org. Okay, I stand corrected. All right, we're going to get ready for our second guest, which is Kerry James Rogers Jr., best known as KG, or KJ, rather. He's a Gary native, a singer-songwriter. He's got a great story to tell, and he'll be performing. So stay with us. He's coming up in about 2 minutes.
We all know traffic is hectic when you're trying to get to work.
Or when you're trying to get home.
Let us help you get to where you need to be, whether it's during your morning commute on Morning Edition with me, Sharon Jackson, from 6 to 9 a.m.
Or on All Things Considered with me, Dan Clark, from 4 to 7 p.m. We'll make sure you know what obstacles are in your way.
A traffic accident, construction.
A stoplight is out or a big storm has brought traffic to a standstill. Local traffic and weather is heard every weekday here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
If you come across something we haven't reported on, give us a call on our traffic tip line, 219-769-NEWS.
That's 219-769-6397.
Local traffic and weather for Northwest Indiana on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Good afternoon. If you just tuned in, this is the second half of A Look at the Arts. I'm Tom Lounges. Thanks again for tuning in, Public Radio, Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. We just bid adieu to our acting couple, Sarah and Brandon Denton. We had Angie Lowe, the director, on by phone. It Should Have Been You opens February 17th. That is at the Great Oaks Theater. And remember, the website, the correct one, is lctg.org, not .com. And in the studio with us now, we've got our second guest to kick off the second half, which is Kerry James Rogers Jr., professionally known as KJ. He's a local singer-songwriter from Gary, Indiana. He's been getting a lot of attention lately. You've been seeing him on television, other radio shows, and we're happy to welcome him down to A Look at the Arts. And KJ, tell us a little bit about yourself and how this all, this magical thing all came about.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you could say, I'm from, well, I was born in Chicago, but, you know, I was raised in Indiana of Gary. And what started off was, you know, at 5.5 months old, I suffered a seizure stroke and respiratory failure. Due to that, I caught a cold from my triplet twin sister at that age. And then on top of that, I've got a speech impairment problem, so it's kind of hard for me to, like, fluctuate my words together. And then after that, I just, during the years, probably after high school, 2012, my mom, she got me a guitar for Christmas. And then I told her that, you know what, I want to start to, like, to express myself. So mm-hmm. I went out to the to downtown of Gary. Shouts out to Gary, because that is my hometown. I started to play. I got attention. Then I met the mayor of my city, actually sang for her in her office. And then after that, I started to get a lot of more attention, mm-hmm. like in like the media, the newspaper, like local television. I started to do like open mics around my city and throughout Chicago. And then I've got discovered by the WGN anchor lady. My name is Mecca Matera. So shouts out to her, because she the one had found me on Facebook, and you know,
now, you were talking about that you were ill when you were young. How old were you at that point?
I was 5.5 months old, because I was a premature baby.
Okay.
I was born 2 pounds 9 ounces, 14 inches long, so I was kind of small. Mm-hmm. And my sister was born 2 pounds.
But you have big ambitions.
Yeah, I do have big ambitions, but you know, on top of that, you know, I have like more siblings. You know, my sister Crystal Nicole, aka CC, you know, she's in the room with my little man right there, CJ Chance Jackson Conway. You know, he's a baby model. So yeah, and including my sister, yeah, she's a supermodel. She's in the school for nursing, to become a nurse. Hmm. She does like fashion design. You know, she can sing, dance. You know, she got the jack of all trades. And you know, my mom, she's multi talented. She's a book writer. She's gonna have her first book out soon. It's called Darkness Falls. So you know, you just have to wait on that one.
It's quite a creative family.
I was gonna say, sounds like a lot of creative genes in that family.
Yeah, it is. You know, but besides that, she told us to be very ambitious and to like to be strive for our dreams, because she sacrificed a lot, you know, mm-hmm. to make our dreams like to come true. So you know, almost everything I do it for her, but I do it for myself too, you know, to make me feel, you know, good and mm-hmm. you know, pleased. So, yeah.
You mentioned your mom got you guitar.
Yeah.
What age were you at that point? And did you self-teach or did you take lessons?
Yes, I was 19 going on 20 at the time, you know, and I taught myself via YouTube. So I went online, just started to study on YouTube. You know, I learned songs from like Chris Brown. You know, he's like my favorite mentor. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake, who's also my huge influence as well, including as Ciara and Michael Jackson, okay. the King of Pop. So yeah, those are my huge
As a guitar
influences.
Player, you mentioned mostly vocalists. As a guitar player, who do you look up to, and who did you
I look
copy?
Up to of Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Those are my big influences. So those are people I look up to more, you know, so, and I hope to meet them. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you meet Michael? I know you had something signed by one of the Jacksons.
Oh yeah, I did. I had a autograph from his son, Prince Jackson.
Okay.
Like a while back when I started. No, I haven't, but I got the autograph from a friend of mine. And you know, he quite heard about me, mm-hmm. and that he just said, you know what, I'm gonna sign you my name. So you know he did, and you know, and I kept it. I still have it though. It's at home.
Now, are you surprised at how much attention you've gotten?
Yes, I mean it's kind of. I mean, I never thought to myself I'll be, you know, at this height of my career. You know, just as a hungry, I guess, independent, you know, singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm getting more attention, but, you know, it takes time, but, you know, somebody has to do it.
So. Right. It might as well be you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, one of the things that I have learned with many of my guests that have been here is mm-hmm. how they have used music as a therapy for a variety of things in their lives, whether it's emotional, physical, mental, anything. Music seems to be the magic pill, so to speak. It sounds like you turned music into something to better yourself. How have you worked music as a therapy to better yourself?
Transition. I just, what I do, I just go within myself and I just learn from what I've been taught, and I kind of get a little bit input. So each person's story, including mm-hmm. my mom's, her story, because to be all in truth, it's mainly about her story too as well, besides that, because she told me more about me than I know about myself. So, okay. You know, so mm-hmm. it's kind of her. She made me who the person I am today, including like my fans, my K-Jaters, including the city of
K-Jaters?
My hometown.
K-Jaters? Is that what
K-Jaters.
You call them?
K-Jaters. Like yeah, I made that up myself. Because,
there. I like
yeah, that. All the K-Jaters.
Yeah, because like most people have their own slogan.
Uh-huh.
So they fans, like, you know, I think like Biebs, he have his believers. Miley, she have her smilers. I got my K-Jaters.
Do you twerk too?
No, I don't. I don't do that. Uh-uh.
Dan twerks.
I'm twerking right now, Tom.
Dan, you already know. You know. You already know that.
I'm a K-Jater too.
Yeah, Dan, you've been a K-Jater since I got started here.
That's right.
Yeah, so he kind of knows me. So.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, you brought your guitar.
Yes,
and we're
going
to have you sing a song. Now, before we do, you had mentioned how important your mom is in your life.
Yes,
she basically has been your rock.
Yes, she's been my rock and soul.
When you get down, everybody gets those down times. When you say, you know what, I can't do this. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm fighting. I don't want to do. What does mom say to you that inspires you to pick up the pieces and stand back up?
She just, I mean, because at this point in time, I was about to give up, you know, on music completely. Mm-hmm. But then she said, you know what, it's always. I mean, it's something that's always. I mean, she said, you know, I mean, she told me if something is in the dark, could always come to the light. So, you know, with that said and done, I was about to give up completely on my music because I wasn't going nowhere. I just had all these, like, the doubts in my head. So I just said, you know what, it ain't gonna work. So she told me, like, you need to pick this back up because it's something good is gonna happen. And then all of a sudden I got in contact with the WGN News. Her name is Micah Matera, which she the one
she's
had
adorable.
Discovered.
I like
yes,
her. She's a
she
great lady.
She the one that had yes. found me on Facebook. She passed yeah, she passed along.
No, he was wasting my gas and my time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm the gas. Yeah. I didn't need it all the time, and I had things to do. Had to postpone a lot of stuff. So, you're not finna go this far and then quit on me.
Yeah. No. Yeah, because she the one that had.
She's got
had
investment in you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because she the one had, yeah. had discovered on me. And, you know, and she passed along myself to, her producers, and less than a week or so, I got the green light and said, like, you know what, I wanted to know more about you. And then, bam, that same day, it was aired, you know, on TV.
Actually, the day he was giving up, we had a pep talk. As soon as we reached home, that's when he got an email from, what's her name, Amy?
Yeah.
Amy. When he was about Amy to fail, Rutledge. He just said, forget. I said, might be something at the end of the rainbow. You just keep doing this, you know, go ahead. Next thing you know, he got the email right after I gave him a long speech. Mm-hmm. And then I was irritated anyway because I put a lot of stuff on hold. I have two books that I have to put everything on hold for my children.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'll do my life later and just worry about this because they're young. I can always retire from whatever they make and then take the time and do my stuff right.
Now, KJ, you wrote a song about mom. Was
yes,
that
sir.
Was that before you were ready to give up?
No, or? That was, yeah, that was before.
Okay.
So it was kind of, that was like way back. It was like first song.
Oh, wow.
He wrote it for me for my birthday.
That's nice.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
He, a neighbor, a friend of ours, had, he went to her and said, I don't have no money to give my mother. She said, well, why don't you write him a song? And that's what he did. And it touched me every time. I have to hold back my tears. You know?
What's the song called?
The song, it will be on my album, which I would most likely to release in September, early September. But the song will be officially out on the Mother's Day.
Okay.
And this is called The Mother and I Song, acoustic. So, yeah, I'm going to play it for you guys.
All right. This is Kerry James Rogers, Jr., professionally known as KJ, and you're hearing him here on Lakeshore Public Radio. Take it away, KJ.
All right. Mother, you raised me to the end of time. You'll always be mine. Mother, you raised me to the end of time. You'll always be mine. You never let me go. I just love you so. You held my hand through the hard times and the good times. Mother and I love you. I know you love me too, for all the things you do. If I only knew that I would love you. You was a single parent with one income. My father wasn't in my life. I just cried and cried. You asked for money and dimes, and you always would be mine. I don't blame you for all of the things you do. I know you tried and tried to give me a better life, mother. You raised me to the end of time. You'll always be mine. You never let me go. I just love you so. You held my hand through the hard times and the good times. Mother and I love you. I know you love me too. For all the things you do, if I only knew that I will love you. On Christmas Day, you bought my first guitar, and you are my star. And I know who you are. That cold night, we had a big feast in the room, and we had to remember that Thanksgiving night. Mother, you raised me to the end of time. You'll always be mine. You never let me go. I just love you so. You held my hand through the hard times and the good times. Mother and I love you. I know you love me too. For all the things you do, if I only knew that I would love you.
Father, I love you. Mother, I love you.
All right, that is KJ on the Lake Shore. I'm Tom Lounges. This is A Look at the Arts. And KJ is from Northwest Indiana. That's a song he wrote about his mom. Yes. And it's going to be, well, this is the first single that you've got out.
Well, yeah. Well, it's going to come out. Okay. So, yeah, it's going to, I'm trying to hopefully get that out there on the radio so everybody can like, wow, who is this young new cat?
Well, they just heard it here. So. Right. Now, when you mentioned the album coming out,
The EP.
An EP. I was going to say,
it's
an album or an EP.
My Journey 23 and Roman numerals. Why? Because at this age, I'm 23 now, mm-hmm. and I'm getting more and more opportunities at this age. So I think it's a good transition for me to name this album My Journey, despite all the things I've been through or mm-hmm. my mom had been through or, you know, my sister had been through. You know, I'm trying to transition all that into one big old story package.
Okay.
And don't worry, y'all will get a free copy. You already know I got you.
Oh, boy.
Dan, you already know. I don't play.
I'm ready
for
that.
You already know. You go get a free one signed by me.
Thank you. I will take that.
No.
As your number one KJ-er, I'm very excited about that.
This is going to go quadruple platinum. I guarantee you guys, this will.
How many songs will be on this EP?
It will be consist of 7.
Okay. It's an EP. Mother and 6 others.
Yes.
Okay.
Besides, yeah, that will be the hit big single.
Now, have you written all the songs
already? Yes, I've written all of it originally for me, because hopefully soon I'm trying to work with Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam. That's what I want to work with. And, you know, they are very well-known popular
producers.
They
did a lot of stuff with Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I really want to try to get in contact with them. And, you know, yeah.
Who's the best?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to get in contact with them. So if they out there and they heard this, and I'm trying to work with you. So, yeah.
Tell me about your songwriting, the way you do it, your style of writing.
My style of writing, I just... It just comes, you know. The songwriter, I just have to go deep thought within myself, and then whatever it comes to mind, I just up there, I write it or I sing it out, you know. And then I just transition into one whole musical, and I just like, you know what, because at first I didn't know how to songwrite. I really did it. I mm-hmm. thought it was just like, it's poetry. I thought it was hard because you got to get all these words out. Right. But then again, I said, you know what? My mom told me I'm not going to knock it until you try it. So I just say, you know what? So as soon as I went home that day, overcoming from a family friend house, I just say, you know what? I'm just going to start to write some songs just to express myself more. So then again, I sang the songs out. And then I converted it into the guitar. And then after it was all done, I put it all together. And I said, wow, I can't believe what I just did. I'm mm-hmm. now a songwriter, not only a singer. Because they said playing a guitar and singing is kind of, it's hard. But I found it's easy to me. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to be calm and collect and, you know, just know where your morals are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, when you write, what topics are you covering?
It could be relationships. You know, even though I haven't been in no relationship, I just know how to write about it. You mm-hmm. know, I'm trying to bring that old R&B throwback new version, like, you know, let's say
Marvin Gaye kind of thing.
Not like
romance?
That, probably like New Edition.
Okay.
Mixed with myself.
Cool it now.
Right. Yeah, kind of like New Edition mixed with like myself along with Justin Timberlake and Chris Brown. So, you know, mm-hmm. I love them too. So, you know, I hope they hit it as well.
So kind of an R&B pop.
Pop, kind of like that, mixed with indie slash, you know. So it's like a triple threat I'm doing. So it's new, but you know, it's kind of weird though. But it's fun to me. So it's all fun to me.
Well, you got the songs written. You got a target date for your release of your EP. Mm-hmm. Have you recorded all of them already? And if so, where are you recording?
I'm recording at Variety Studios at the moment. I can't particularly say which studio because I'm still observing my opportunities. Like, there's mm-hmm. more opportunities that's out there, because I know a lot of people is trying to sign me, or, you know, I just have to be very cautious, because nowadays this business is tough and you got to go hardcore, mm-hmm. you know, with the business. And, you know, it could tear you apart, you know, because I don't want to be labeled. I just want to, like, make music mm-hmm. and know that my fans, they down for me. You know, I made it this far, you know, with their help, you know, mm-hmm. and I owe it to all them. And they're waiting. They just asking me, like, KJ, is you going to have an album coming out? Is you going to have a concert? When is your tour? Because, I mean, I got a lot of fans, including, like, overseas, that's just asking, like, when is your album come out? I mean, I'm just prolonging, but I tell them they got to be patient, because it's not easy. You know, it takes time. Like, time, it's very distinguished, you know, and, you know, timing is good timing for me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm all on time.
Do you have a website? You're mentioning overseas fans. How do they hear your music? And is there a website or Facebook?
They just connect with me through my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
They're all connected.
It's Kerry James Jr.
Social media presence.
And for YouTube as well. So people, mm-hmm. They could follow me on Facebook.
Now, on Facebook, Kerry James Jr. Under KJ or is it under Kerry James? How do they find you?
Kerry James Jr., okay. Instagram, KJr0816. The same mm-hmm. thing with Twitter. My YouTube is Kerry Jr. You know, people could contact me through my email mm-hmm. at KJr0816@gmail.com. You know, they could get in touch with me, and hopefully you could put me in your newspaper column, because I heard you got a newspaper column.
Yeah, you were tagged last week. You were tagged about being on here.
Yes.
We've got about 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes left. You want to play some more, or you want to continue
Yes,
talking?
I want to play my next single, which is called I'm Drowning.
All right. Well, let's do it.
It's kind of good, though, but yeah.
Like I said, we got about 3 minutes, so yes, take sir. It away. We've had KJ. Look for him on Facebook. He's from Gary, Indiana, singer-songwriter with a great story and a great future, it sounds.
Okay. To a place where we had to go. She didn't even know I loved her so. I should not have thought about my path. I really didn't know if it should last. I'm drowning. And my heart, you know I love you. I'm falling, our love is the music in my soul. Why did you have to leave me? 'Cause I'm alone. You see, I'm the man I didn't know. You said, baby, I can't come home. Baby, you're the rock of my soul. I'm drowning. And my heart, you know I love you. I'm falling. Our love is the music in my soul.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink.